dabbled in conspiracy theories. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That's what police are saying about the suspect in San Francisco accused of attacking Paul Pelosi with a hammer, fracturing his skull. Authorities say the suspect often made racist and rambling rants online. He's accused of entering the home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi early Friday morning.
Police say Friday's break-in and assault inside Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home was intentional, and they're saying this was not a random act. 42-year-old David DePape allegedly broke into the Pelosi home through a back door and was shouting, "Where's Nancy?" The speaker, she was not in California at the time. She was in D.C., but her husband, 82-year-old Paul Pelosi, was inside. He was able to call 911 and was reportedly speaking in code so as not to alert the suspect that he was calling for help.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Across the political spectrum, there's outrage over the attack. President Biden mentioned it in Philadelphia last night.
Every person of good conscience needs to clearly and unambiguously stand up against the violence in our politics, regardless of what your politics are.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he's horrified and disgusted. A last-minute push from former President Barack Obama to get Democrats to the polls.
Put down your phone and give TikTok a rest and vote.
The former president in Georgia rallying for Stacey Abrams and Raphael Warnock. They're up against Republicans Brian Kemp and Herschel Walker, respectively. The oldest detainee at the Guantanamo Bay prison is free. The 75-year-old Pakistani was an accused al-Qaeda sympathizer held for nearly two decades, but never charged with a crime. U.S. officials say he's not a continuing threat. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A possible break to a cold case in northern Indiana. According to multiple reports, a man has been taken into custody in connection with the so-called Delphi murders.
14-year-old Libby German and 13-year-old Abigail Williams vanished February 13th of 2017, and they were last seen being dropped off by Libby's sister at a popular hiking trail in the small Indiana town and never seen alive again. The girls' bodies were found the next day.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. State police are planning to hold a news conference on Monday. It's being called a terrible injustice by the district attorney in Los Angeles. A man who spent decades behind bars for a murder he didn't commit has been freed.
After 38 years in a California prison, Maurice Hastings' life sentence was vacated. The Los Angeles district attorney made that announcement Friday after long untested DNA evidence pointed to another suspect who's now dead. Hastings was in prison following a 1983 murder, despite the now 69-year-old maintaining he was not guilty. The Los Angeles Innocence Project helped secure his freedom. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A record-breaking flow of migrants continues to cross our southern border.
This border security crisis could be solved tomorrow, but this administration has no political will, so we don't know who's coming into the country. We don't know what harm is going to be done. This is going to be felt years down the road.
Brandon Judd is president of the National Border Patrol Council. The White House recently started turning away migrants from Venezuela. an unwanted visitor in southwest Florida. Sheriff's deputies in Collier County helping out with Hurricane Ian cleanup efforts found a 14-foot-long Burmese python in the bushes between two homes. The giant pest was euthanized. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.